Are you overweight? Do you smoke? Do you neglect medical checkups? The average check would give you a yes answer to all of the above, and the health minister now intends to change that. In an effort to curb the health sector's staggering debt, he's advocating a healthier lifestyle and more personal responsibility for one's health. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The health minister is clearly determined to succeed where all his predecessors failed, to stop the huge drain of funds from the Czech health sector. His recipe is a combination of economizing and prevention. Czechs will be asked to pay more for medicines and they will be financially rewarded for undergoing regular medical checkups. For instance, by paying lower health insurance or getting free spa treatment. The motto, prevention is cheaper than treatment, is one that Czechs will be seeing everywhere in the next few months. Leading Czech specialists will appear in advertisements in many Czech papers and later even TV slots. Although the health sector is cash-strapped, the minister believes that this money was well invested and he is prepared to spend hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of crowns on a prevention campaign that would make Czechs kick the unhealthy habits of a lifetime. Given the fact that the opposition Civic Democrats support the idea, a RAT system of bonuses for prevention could be in place within 2 years' time. The minister is even determined to change the country's tobacco law, one of the most liberal in Europe, and he advocates a steep health tax on cigarettes. All this doctors welcome. A more controversial part of the minister's cost-cutting measures are his immediate cutbacks in all spheres of the health sector. They are the steepest since 1990, and some hospitals say they're having to put off planned operations as a result, and that the quality of health care is dropping. Both hospitals and GPs are having to economize on such things as bandages, medicines, and special care. In fact, some doctors are so angry with the planned cuts for next year that they're boycotting planned meetings with a minister. Pharmacists are also unhappy. As a result of the cuts, a quarter of all pharmacies, particularly those in small towns and villages, may have to close down. Many now claim that the minister's health plan for Czechs is so radical it may kill the patient before he's had a chance to recover.
Thanks, Daniela.